Coronavirus in Arizona.
Infectious disease epidemiologist Dr. John Brownstein talked with Jamie and me yesterday about what we know about the Omicron coronavirus variant. The answer is not much, but what we do know is this.
This variant does have a wide number of mutations on the spike protein.
Yeah. And the reason we should care about the spike protein is
because with enough mutations on that spike protein, it may have some level of vaccine-evading properties.
Vaccine-evading properties. He told us that's going to take population-level data to determine if it's more infectious and or causes a more severe form of the disease. Something that Arizona's top coronavirus official, Dr. Richard Carmona, agrees with, adding that it's going to be a few weeks before we get many details about the Omicron variant.
The reason they need a little bit more time is there's only a very small population that we're looking at. Scientists have to look there. They need to sequence, that is, look at the genetic makeup of the viruses, and then they do the appropriate test immunologically to find out what has changed.
Yeah, that population level data. So while researchers look into the new mutation, Dr. Richard Carmona, who is a former U.S. Surgeon General, wants to stress the importance of the vaccine. But what if this Omicron variant is able to kind of bypass the immunity that people who have already contracted COVID or us vaccinated people have? Carmona says scientists are ready to adapt.
If they find something out, we'll report it, and then we'll be able to take the appropriate actions moving forward. But right now, we stay the course with what we're doing, continue to be vaccinated.
So vaccine makers so far have not really been they haven't been fans of trying to tweak the coronavirus vaccines for every single variant that comes along. They say it's kind of like whack-a-mole. But if this strain is one that that can bypass this immunity that you get from being vaccinated, then they'll definitely jump on that. And in case that is the case, Pfizer says they would be able to adapt their vaccine within 6 weeks, ship initial batches within 100 days. So we're talking March, really, if that's the case. Moderna would take longer. So you then have to look at the therapeutics and the antibodies. Pfizer and Merck's therapeutics are expected to target parts of the virus that are not changed by the Omicron variant. So that's good news there. But when it comes to antibodies, I was reading Dr. David Ho, who's a professor of microbiology and immunology at Columbia University, says they're worried about antibody drugs like Regeneron and Eli Lilly's. But they think that there are a couple of ones out there like Ver Biotechnologies and AstraZeneca's, which could hold up better on this variant. So it's just a game of wait and see.
I know somebody who got that Regeneron treatment within hours.
Yeah, yeah. No.
She said most of her symptoms were gone.
Yeah. For most people, it works really, really well, from what I understand. So if that's taken off the table, that's not a good thing.